and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business, sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. We are at episode number 240. It is awesome to be doing this episode so close, 10 more, and we're at 250. Just absolutely crazy. It's Tuesday, the 17th of May. I'm thrilled to be talking to you today about getting through the grind. This topic is something that I think defines us, our business, our success or our lack of success. How, not just how much we grind, but getting through the grind. I mean, continuing to grind in and out day after day and being able to deal with the lows, because the highs are great. When you got tons of work, it's fantastic. But man, the lows, they can be really, really tough. So let's talk about that and I'll give you an update on what's happening with me. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
So, welcome back. It is really good to be talking to you guys. There's a lot of stuff going on over in my neck of the woods. And, you know, I wanted to speak to you guys about this topic today because, you know, for me, when I moved, you know, a lot happened. I lost a lot of business, you know, because, you know, I didn't have a studio. It was difficult to do month after month after month in my truck. The truck worked fine. But, you know, putting up stuff, taking it down, doing all that over and over again, not quite sure, you know, it was tough. It was definitely tough. And I will admit, because of the move and not living in my own home, a lot of stuff fell to the wayside. A lot of business dropped off. I wasn't as good at getting back to people always on time and getting projects done always on time. It was tough. It was really tough. And, you know, now that I'm in the new space, which I love, it's wonderful, you know, getting back to the grind and, you know, getting through the ups and the downs of that grind is a challenge. And I think we all go through it, you know, especially when we have wins and losses. It's a big, big deal to push yourself beyond those losses because the wins are great. You know, the wins are fantastic. So real quick, I just want to mention again that completely side note, if you haven't done so, because I keep reminding myself, it's important that I mention this because I find that a lot of people don't know about some of the cool stuff that we're doing and that I'm doing over, especially at the Academy. So, you know, we're offering, we have an Academy called the VO's Journey Elite Academy. And this is something I set up with five other coaches and we do daily classes all through the week, Monday through Friday, from voice acting to audiobook voiceovers to getting audiobook work to technical to marketing, business systems, really fantastic, plus tutorials, content, all that jazz, contests, a lot of fun stuff. And we're, of course, we're running a 50% off sale right now. So check that out below. There'll be a link in the description. All right, so getting back to what we were talking about, I had to plug that in there for you guys. Getting back to what we were talking about, when you get a lot of work, it feels amazing. Like you feel like nothing can stop you. You know, even if you're just starting out and you get one job, you know, you feel like we're rolling, you know, now we're rocking and rolling. This is going to work. You know, we're going to get more jobs. We're going to be able to go full time. We're going to have the money we need to do this. I can breathe easier. You know, maybe I don't have to push as hard. Or what happens a lot is that we feel better about doing extra work, you know, and that's always really nice. But what do we do when it's crickets? You know, what do we do when nothing is happening? When there is no business? When the prospects don't look so good? I always think that in those moments, those are the moments that really define whether we are successful or we're not successful. Like, what do you do when, for lack of a better word, shit is hard? Excuse my French. What do you do? What do you strive for? What do you push yourself to do? Do you pull yourself up and go do something even though you don't want to do it? Do you move forward, you know, even though you think, man, my audio sucks, I'm not doing a good job with my auditioning, I know I need coaching, but I don't have the money right now. You know, but I gotta get this in order to get money. I need to pay this. I have bills over here. I can't work at my job much longer. It's killing me. You know, all these things weigh on us. And when we don't have work, when our business drops off, when something bad happens, we get a bad review, like I talked about the other day in a video. You know, this stuff, it weighs on you. It really weighs on you. And what you do when you're in that position makes the biggest difference in the world. Now, it's easy for me, I think, to stand here and say to you, listen, what you need to do is when you're not having work, you need to work, you know, three times as hard. And yes, that would be an accurate thing to say. We want to work three times as hard. Okay, I always think it's funny, you know, when business slows down, a lot of businesses pull back on advertising and marketing, you know, when reality you should spend more on advertising and marketing, right? Because you need more business. But it's also a mentality, right? It's a scarcity mentality that we all have. I fight with it constantly, right? It's like when there's less of something, what do you think that you need to do? You know what I mean? Do you think, well, if there's not as much money coming in, do you think that you need to cut back, right, and save? Or do you think you need to come up with new ways to make money? And I think that mindset is hard, especially which I would assume the majority of us was not taught. I was never taught to think like that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, money, you know, revenue is down, jobs are down, I need to cut back, right? Or revenue's down, jobs are down, I need to get more jobs and I need to do more. I need to come up with something new or something extra to grow. That is definitely a mindset. And it can be a hard one, especially when you don't have the answers. But like I was just saying, to say all this to you, right, we know that. But I guess the question then remains, why don't we do it? Why do we feel like it's so hard to do that? And I think it's because we push ourselves to a point where we feel like, you know, I'm a failure. I've tried to do this. I've been doing it, but I'm not succeeding. And, you know, that means that, you know, I'm just exhausted with it. I need a break. And this happens to all of us, I think, in all forms and all things in life. But just from my, you know, limited experience with this business over the past 5-6 years, I will say that the moments where my business grew the most came after moments where it looked like they were the worst. Meaning, like, you know, I've had to make, and I've said this a couple times, but I've had to make, you know, 4 or 5 different big turns in my business. And those big turns were made because something was not working, something was happening that was stopping me from moving forward, growth was not where I wanted it to be, you know, all of those things. And I had to do something different. Like when my business, you know, I remember like, and I've told this story too, but I'll tell it again, when my Fiverr account tanked and it went down to zero and I wasn't getting any business after I'd been making $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and all of a sudden it was gone because I'd went on vacation and I put on vacation mode. And after a couple of weeks, I came back. It just was gone. Like I had nothing for a whole month. And it bothered me so much that I remember thinking I had a choice. I could quit trying to do, you know, make that work, or I could double down and do every single thing in my power to figure out how to make Fiverr work for me. And, you know, so I chose the double down, you know, and to make it work for me. But I think I chose it because I was so frustrated. I was so frustrated. Yes, I was frustrated because my business went down, but I was also frustrated because other people were being successful and I wasn't. And I don't know, maybe, you know, it could be, and I don't know if you guys experience this. I don't think it's, maybe there's a little bit of pride in there, you know what I mean? An ego. But I think a lot of that too is that, you know, the more we learn about something and the older we get, you know, I see things and I look and I say, you know, why is that happening? You know, what is that person doing, or where are they? What situation have they put themselves into that, you know, where did that opportunity come from? Why is it not working for me? And then I change that question, right? Because we've talked about how to ask the correct questions. Instead of why is it not working for me, maybe how do I make it work for me? What are the steps that I need to do in order to make it work? You know, and then changing that question around begins to move me in the right direction. But a lot of times, which sucks, that we got to hit rock bottom, right? It's like we got to hit rock bottom about, you know, why is this happening? Why can't I move forward? Why am I not getting work? I've been trying this, whether you've been doing it for a couple of months or a couple of years, you know, and just so you know, on a side note, once you hit a certain place in your business, like making X amount of money or have X amount of clients, you know, it's not just smooth sailing, right? There's always ups and downs. There's always going to be times when something happens that, like, for example, you move, you make a big life decision, and it puts pressure on your business and your growth, and you have to focus your time and energy somewhere else. Because we know any place that you focus your time and energy will grow. All right. Any, you have to give. And here's another thing too. When you think about this, you have to give in order to get. And we know that, but I find it's always really beneficial to hear it again. And it's the whole story, you know, the whole idea and story and law of planting, you know, sowing and reaping, right? You know, you have to sow seeds in order to reap a harvest. Because if you don't sow those seeds, you don't water that field, those crops, you don't nurture them, you don't take care of them, you don't pull out the weeds, you don't put time and energy and effort and intellect and, you know, grit into your crops or your farm, nothing is going to grow. You're not going to be able to reap that harvest. However, after you give all of that, then you receive. Now, don't get me wrong. It would be pretty darn incredible if you could just receive, and not have to give anything. But that's just not the way it works, right? It's not the way anything works. Okay? It's not the way, you know, motion or any laws of it. There's always got to be something. There's got to be some sort of force, okay, that moves something else in order for that thing to react, right? So if you find yourself at those times, maybe you're in that time right now, Or maybe things are sunshines and daisies right now for you. You know, and you're rocking and rolling. Business is coming in like crazy. That's great. You know, but just remember, whether you're there or no business is coming in at all and you feel like, you know, calling it quits, just remember that in order for something to happen, you have to create that something first. And the bigger you create something, the bigger the effort that you put into it, all right? The bigger the consistency of nourishment that you put into it, the bigger the reward is going to be at the end. I always mess up this story, but I would say look it up. I'll give you the synopsis of it, but I think it's a Chinese tale, or it may just, or an Asian tale. I'm not sure if it's Chinese, but basically the story is about this. I don't know if you've heard it, about this special bamboo, and basically it just goes where this special bamboo is, it grows like 100 feet tall and it's super, rare, but you know, very profitable, but it's difficult for people to grow because it takes 5 years. I'm not kidding you. It is supposed to take 5 years for this bamboo to actually even sprout. But once it sprouts, right, it grows. It grows to 100 feet within like a couple of months or something less than that. It's insane, okay? But it takes 5 years of watering, taking care of it, making sure there's no weeds, making sure it doesn't get rained out, making sure, you know, nothing, no birds or anything's in there eating the stuff. Like, it's crazy. So this story goes that this guy in this village, you know, goes off to, you know, figure out a way to help his family eat, you know, and survive. And he comes back with, you know, these bamboo seeds. And everybody in the village is super excited for him because, you know, he's able to get these seeds that's going to, you know, just help and make him very rich. But the caveat, right, is that, you know, he has to wait 5 years and still nourish this thing and take care of it. So the story goes that he plants the seed and everything's going well. Everybody's really excited for him. But as the months go by and the first year goes by, people really start to question his decision, right? To, you know, basically, I guess he had to give everything he had or something, or, you know, it was just a lot on the line, right? Because he doesn't have anything else to support his family or anything. It's just this thing. As a year goes by, you know, people really start to question. As 2 years go by, the town starts to, you know, kind of make fun of him. You know, 3 years go by. Nothing's happened, by the way. And he keeps going every single day to take care of this and nourish this, you know, make sure there's no weeds and all that stuff. And, you know, feed it any fertilizer, anything it needs. And at this time, people are just really getting angry with him. Okay, because they don't understand what the heck he's doing. You know, his family's really struggling. 4 years go by, and at this point, he's just the town joke, right? Everybody thinks, you know, his family's about to, you know, leave him, and it's just really tough. You know, and at that fifth year mark, the bamboo does grow, and it turns into this 100-foot tall bamboo, and everybody is astonished and amazed. And he was able to then take that, become wealthy, as the story goes, I guess, and, you know, prove that what you sow and what you're willing to work for, all right, you will reap. But people will not understand. And a lot of times you and I won't understand us doing itself what is actually happening underneath the soil. All the auditions you do, every gig you put up, every agent you send something, you know, your demos to, every client you contact, every media post that you put up, we can't see what's happening underneath the soil. But we have to have faith that that is going to grow and become everything that we hope it will be. Right? And I guess that's the perfect word for it is faith. I struggle with it. And if you're struggling with it too, you're not alone. But if you're in that moment, remember this story and remember that no matter what happens, you've got to give before you receive. And if you think about it that way, it's a reassuring thought, you know, because the more we give, the more we will receive. And if you have faith and you believe in that, well, then it's a done thing. You will receive. You just have to give. And what happens to most of us when times get bad is we stop giving. We stop pursuing with grit and force, you know, and excitement. And by the way, on a side note, with the excitement thing I just said, there are times I am not excited that I gotta do stuff, even in this business that I love, that's changed my life, that I would never do. I would not change anything. But I still sometimes would rather sit and watch TV or, you know, play with my cat or my dogs, be with my wife and my kids, go outside, do other stuff, you know. But I know that the more I give, the more I work on this, the more I will receive. And the more I receive, the more I will give. And that just helps. Not only does it help more people, but it also will continue to grow my business. And it will continue to grow your business. So please, if you're in that place, just remember to keep giving. And know that these laws of nature, like sowing and reaping, they're laws for on purpose, right? It is an immutable, that's even the right word. It is a, the word slips my mind. But it is a fact that these things happen. And you just got to believe that they will continue to happen. All right, so that's how I'm going to end it. You got to believe. You got to believe. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and being a part of this podcast. If you get a chance, you know, and you're looking to get a little boost, you know, head over to avosjourney.com. Check out some of the stuff we got there. You know, listen to some more of these podcasts. Watch some more of my videos. Get with our community. You know, join the Facebook group, avosjourney.com, or VO's Journey Facebook group, rather. You know, the communities really help too. Being around people who are like-minded, who are all moving in the same direction, can bring you along too. All right. But thank you guys again for listening. You have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. I will talk to you soon. All right. Peace.